Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. We all have that one mate that needs help. Our mate happens to be Jabin.
Jabin! What you doing?
The Wolf of West Street, mutual mate of ours,
yes,
Compton.
So this happened a little while ago. My husband Glenn and I and little Henry were hanging out with Jabin and his beautiful girlfriend. And
Henry was not here for this story.
He was playing in the sand.
Okay.
Henry's at an age, mind you, if you do, Glenn, darling, if you're listening, this might be a time to not listen to the show so Henry doesn't have to hear this story twice.
They're like a sponge, kids. They pick it all up.
If there are little ears listening, this might be the time to maybe just give us a couple of minutes to get this story out of the way.
Well, this is why we're doing it. We're doing it pre-7. It's a little bit on the edge.
Yeah, it's a bit on the edge. So we were hanging out at the beach and Jabin's girlfriend was like, oh, to Jabin, you've got to tell Glenn and Maz the story. And he was like, oh, it's a bit embarrassing, babe. And she was like, you've got to tell them the story. That's all she said.
Yeah.
And Jabin knew exactly the story that his girlfriend was talking about. And then he did tell us the story. And the story was so hilarious and awkward and entertaining that I then asked Jabin to tell Gaundy the story.
Yeah. So this is an off-air chat that we had. And I wasn't aware of the story, but
no,
I love the story.
But we were recording it, right?
Yeah.
So even though Jabin probably doesn't want everyone to hear the story, we're going to play it for you because we think it's really funny. And there is, at the end of this story, there is only one question that we are going to ask everybody to call up with. Just one, it's the most obvious question, but you will get to that after the story.
And this revolves around the bedroom, yes?
It's a saucy story.
Here he is, our mate, Jane.
Can you, because this doesn't need to be on air, but can you quickly just tell Gaundy the story that you made V tell us at the beach?
It's something else, let me tell you. So I introduced Maz and Glenn to an amazing shop, which I'm sitting out the front of currently.
Of course you are.
It's your local trattoria. It's the Italian sandwich shop, and the sandwiches are neck lev. They are so good.
They are amazing.
And I'm somewhat addicted. Anyway, I told Maz and Glenn about them, and they pretty much jumped in the car, got one. And I fully in agreement that it is an amazing sandwich. However, I was really concerned to see if Glenn actually really did like it. Or, you know, if you like stuff, you just go, oh, that was really good. But is it? I don't know. You just say it to pump their tyres up.
Mm-hmm.
Did the business with V that night. And then maybe within 7 seconds, like after.
Well, that's not how long you took.
Say 37
seconds in.
37 seconds total.
Yeah, maybe I had some special adult cuddles. And then I asked her, I said, do you reckon Glenn liked those sandwiches?
Do you reckon Glenn liked the sandwiches? And what did she say?
Didn't she just laugh?
Yeah, she just did what Maz did then and lost her mind and goes, how the hell? How is that your first thought?
And then I felt weird. I'm like, why are you thinking about my husband while you're having sex with your girlfriend?
Look, I get it, but I think my mind just turns left and right so quickly that it... That it ain't no thing to me, you know.
Mate.
But apparently,
how funny is
definitely,
that?
Definitely playing this at 6:40 on one of the shows.
That's what I thought. I wasn't 100% sure. I was like, is it a bit naughty?
I wasn't sure either. But I actually thought that's why you were calling. But I also did it another time because that was the second one. The first one was pretty much 5 seconds after I went, so how many songs on your Spotify playlist?
No, he's cooked. He is cooked, mate. Do you reckon Glenn liked the sandwich? We never got the answer. Did Glenn like the sandwich?
Love the sandwiches, guys.
That's good news.
And so the only question we can ask after playing the story to everybody is 131060. When did you have the best sandwich ever? A sandwich that was so mind-blowing that you couldn't stop thinking about it, even when you should stop thinking about
it. You don't want to do, what did you say, just after? You want to do the
sandwich?
No, we want to do the sandwich chat.
Let's focus on the sandwich chat. Because the sandwich is the real hero of this story.
The best one.
Best sandwich ever.
All right, 131060. And now, when we say our mate Jabin needs help, that is the prime example right there. That is
a genuine conversation that we had.
That
wasn't even just for radio. That was just how we chat.
Gaundi and Maz.
Javen. What you doing?
Gotta play a little bit of this again.
Okay,
Maz. So just a little bit.
It's a bit of a naughty story that our friend Jaben told us. To be fair, he didn't think he was being recorded, and we did record him, but it's well worth sharing this story. We do want to focus on the sandwich in this story because I believe the sandwich is the hero of this story.
We've all had that one sandwich.
Yeah.
And he introduced you and Glenn to that one sandwich. It's amazing, right? This sandwich is amazing.
It's amazing.
And when you do introduce something to someone, you want to know that they love it.
Yeah, and that I think was playing on Jaben's mind constantly.
So much so when he's in the bedroom, it just came to mind.
Maybe I had some special adult cuddles and then I asked her, I said, do you reckon Glenn liked those sandwiches?
Do you reckon Glenn liked the sandwiches? And what did she say?
Didn't she just laugh?
Yeah, she just did what Maz did then and lost her mind and goes, how the hell? How is that your first thought?
No.
Good sandwiches.
What an idiot.
I love it. He's our mate.
He's a real character. Keep bringing that stuff, please,
Jaden. He's a human with a girlfriend. It blows my mind.
It's unbelievable. So we're focusing in on the sandwich today.
It's the true hero. When did you have the best sandwich that you just couldn't get it out of your mind? 131060 is our number. Liz has called through. Hey, Liz.
Hey, guys. How you going?
You would have loved that story from Jabes.
Good story, wasn't it?
Oh, man, I've had some good chats. It's a time where you focus. You're like, oh, that's right. Not a time for a chat.
Something springs to mind. We're not focusing on that, Liz. That's very easy to do.
We're talking about the sandwiches, babe.
We're going the same.
The real hero.
Yep.
Everyone needs to look up. There is an amazing place called The Salt Pig.
The Salt Pig.
And they make their own sourdough and everything. And they have cured meats and, oh, it's just heaven. So, like, you get... like 3 months aged, like wagyu beef, brisola beef on there with like cheese, zucchinis, pumpkin, and oh, you can get this salmon one with capers, and oh my god, it's
I have had one. They are very good. Yeah. Jamie used to work near there and get them all the time.
Yum.
Yeah, she got pretty addicted to the Sangers for sure.
Yeah, I just drive there for it deliberately.
Do you? How far do you drive there just for the sandwich, Liz?
45 minutes.
There you go. That's when you know it's good.
That's a good effort. Yeah. That's a good drive for a sandwich.
And what I'm always interested in is how long do you think about it after you've had it?
Oh, for days. And my girlfriend works near there, so I always have to get a backup by the end of the week.
That's amazing.
Love it, Liz. All right.
How good is a good sandwich?
Let's go to Brad on 131060. Hit us with your best sanger, Brad.
Yeah. We're having a bit of a night out in town up in Brizzy. And walking around the streets and walked past a sandwich shop and found a Cuban sandwich. And I've always been pretty interested in what they are. And I don't remember much of the night, but I remember the sandwich very vividly every single day.
You remember? Can you describe the sandwich for me? Because you've just said sandwich. What's in it?
Isn't it like melted cheese and toasted stuff?
Toasted, it's cheese, and it's meat and pickles, and
cheesy, meaty, pickly. Night,
And how long ago was this?
It was about 3 months ago, and
I'm still talking about it.
I'm actually planning to go back up to have another one. When I heard you guys were calling people in, I thought, man, this is perfect.
This is it. This is for you.
I
feel like we should jump in Vanny DeVito and go get one of these sangers from Brisbane. It would be amazing.
Put it on the map, man.
Absolute road trip.
Putting it on the map. Well, you've inspired others to call through with their sangers. People are coming through late on 131060.
There are some good sandwiches out there. Really good sandwiches.
Producer Matt Worth going one more. Yeah, he's saying, we've got one more.
Oh, we've got Chris in Port Macquarie. Chris.
Yeah, how you going?
Welcome to the conversation about the best sandwich you ever had.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
It's a risotto burger. But it's like it's a sandwich, and it's from a vegetarian vegan restaurant in, a cafe in Coffs Harbour, and I travelled 2 hours to go get it.
I've not had a risotto sandwich before. That sounds epic.
How do you make a risotto sandwich?
don't get me wrong, I love my meat and steak and everything, but this thing is next level, I'm telling you.
Dude, you got to give it a shout out. Port Macquarie, yeah, where?
It's the Happy Pickle in Coffs Harbour.
Happy Pickle in Coffs, right. You're in Port Macquarie, but you drive to Coffs just to get it.
Yeah, and I tell you now, every cent getting there is worth it, I'm telling you.
Everyone, let's get in Vanny DeVito
We're
right
now.
We're going down to
Coffs Harbour to the Happy Pickle.
You've sold it to
for
us.
For a sandwich.
Get off the fence.
I've never quite met someone as casual as producer Matt.
He just strolls on in with his topics ready to go. Yeah.
Not here before we turn the mics on, just getting his headphones, casually walking around the corner, cruises in and
you know
then
what matters,
does the segment.
Always at the right time.
Always here.
You are here. On time. Not early. That's okay.
30 seconds to go and the song goes, I forgot my headphones. And then rather than race out to get them.
Just casual
he casually
stroll.
Walked out.
I mean, I'm surprised that you didn't go and get a coffee on the way, mate. And just...
You still had 4 seconds, mate.
I should have.
Pretty warning of it.
Now, he's here with our topics for Get Off the Fence. If you've not heard this before, we have 3 seconds to decide which side we sit on the topic.
Okay.
We can't sit on the fence. We're hearing these for the first time. That's how it works.
That's the disclaimer.
Yes.
So if you get offended, we apologise.
Uneducated opinions, my favourite kind.
With everything lately, you guys have been loving a theme. So I've kind of Valentine's-y themed this.
Really?
Oh, I love it. Couples. Ooh, romance. Right.
So at the start of a relationship, you know, in the morning, you wake up, you're like kissing and all of that. That's great. It's brand new, right? But kissing your partner before you've gotten out of bed and brushed your teeth in the morning.
Ooh.
Now.
3, 2, 1. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I feel like I always brush my teeth in the morning, even in those early romantic days.
Yeah. There's no smell quite like the smell of breath after a night's sleep you do not want to go near.
Do that to another human.
I'll pass
on that.
It's
just a no. Mm. And if you are doing that, just stop.
Sometimes I'll verbalise and say, Jamie.
And anyone who is like, oh, my partner doesn't have morning breath, that's a lie.
Yep. Miranda Kerr has feral morning breath. I'll put that out there.
Probably the worst.
Does. Yeah.
There's a headline there.
Not that I know.
Why did her and Orlando Bloom break up?
Why does Gordy know?
How do you know? Just a guess.
I wish.
Just a guess.
She doesn't.
Yeah, I'm just saying everyone. That's
every human.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Every human has, do not kiss someone in the morning unless you have brushed your teeth.
Pass.
I think we were very clearly not on the fence there.
Unless.
Not even unless. Say unless
you're
it's someone
and you hook
famous.
Up, no. If you're single and you hook up with a 10 and the next morning you're like, just
the 10,
take your opportunity.
No. Not even a 10.
Shoot your shot.
It's
right.
A 10 though, Maz.
Because
it's
the breath is a 0.
It's like a unicorn out there. Right. It's rare.
No. Nah.
Next.
Not even a unicorn.
10s don't even walk around
situation.
In the street.
They don't.
All right. Making lunch every day for your partner. This is off the... There's a viral story at the moment.
Yeah.
That someone asked what they should put in their 35-year-old husband's lunch. And they've been ruined online.
Why? 3, 2, 1. Making lunch for your partner?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Do it yourself.
When my and Glenn's roles were reversed, so before I came back to work, so I was stay-at-home mumming with Henry and Glenn was going to work every day on a work site, I would make his lunch for him every morning. I'd usually do most of it the night before, put it in the fridge, and then he'd take it to work. What's wrong with that?
Put little Dunkaroos in there for him?
Does he do
no,
it?
He
is
loves
it vice,
his snacks.
Is it vice versa? Does
no,
he make lunch
home
for you?
For lunch.
Sexist.
But then he will make lunch when I'm at home usually. It depends. We kind of share the kitchen
Glenn.
Duties.
Yeah, get in the kitchen, Glenn.
But hang on. But that's my gift to him as an acts of service person. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with helping out your teammate who's going to work on the tools all day.
It goes both
to
ways.
Provide for your family.
Is he making you breakfast as you come in here to do breakfast radio?
He doesn't get up
well,
at 4:50.
Get in the kitchen, Glenn.
Come on, Glenn.
Breaky.
All right.
Come on, Glenn. You might be hot, but you need to cook more breakfast. Yeah.
I really feel like Glenn has been tarnished in this segment.
I very highly doubt
He's
that Glenn has
amazing.
Morning breath, by the way.
Yeah, no way.
No way. No
Everyone bar Glenn.
No way. He's the unicorn.
He is.
He's
he needs
perfect.
To cook more breakfast.
And lastly, this is off... This is off the back of it's great. Gone everywhere. A story about a woman asking for advice in a column. It's telling your friend that your partner, that their partner is cheating. So
if you found out that your mate's partner was cheating on them, do you tell your friend?
How good a mate though? I need to know that. Like good mate or just someone like an acquaintance?
Only someone that you kiss first thing in the morning.
If you were explaining them to me and you said I've got a mate,
then
you have to explain it.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. No.
Yes. You should be telling him. Absolutely.
No.
Yeah. Why not? You're keeping the secret.
I'm actually in this situation.
Not Glenn.
You know of someone doing it.
I know. I have a friend who has cheated on their partner and I haven't told their significant other.
How close are you to this person?
Close enough to not want to give any more detail.
Oh, mate, you got to tell them.
Why, though? Because here's my thing. It's their marriage and their relationship, and I don't want to meddle with it. Like, if the person who's cheated can deal with the guilt, then that's on them.
Wouldn't you want to know, though, if you were in that position?
I don't want to be the person who breaks up someone else's relationship. Even though I'm not involved, I feel like I would be the person that would be responsible for the breakup, and I don't want that on me.
Gaundy and Maz.
Dine or Dash, Valentine's Day. It's on Sunday.
It sure is. Yeah. So we know that there are plenty of available people in New South Wales, and we want to set you guys up for love.
That's what happens if they both decide to dine after meeting each other. We'll send them off on a fancy date. If they decide to dash.
That's where things get a little bit awkward and a little bit tricky.
There's a cheap bottle of wine and a TV dinner in it for you.
That's for the person who dashes.
That's right.
If one person decides to dine and one dashes, the diner gets nothing.
But so, that's interesting to me. The dasher gets their cheap bottle of wine and the...
That's what makes it tempting. That's what makes it tempting. But you have to take a risk when it comes to love.
That's right. So they're about to meet for the first time. We then go to a break, find out whether they dine or dash. We ask them separately and then they find out together.
Guys, I feel like I'm on a first date with you both.
Who do you want to meet first, Matt?
Hi, Alana.
Alana.
Hello.
Hey, mate.
Are you twirling your hair like I am right now?
Yeah, I'm giggling like a little schoolgirl.
What's going on there? It's so weird. I feel like I'm on a date with you. It's so strange. You're about to meet Dan, but can you tell us just a little bit about yourself? Because he's listening.
Yeah, sure. Well, I think I'm a pretty funny person. Like, who doesn't want to meet someone with a, good sense of humour? I'm quite athletic. I like to get out there, do lots of sports. Love, a bit of a social life.
Great.
Love getting out there with my friends. Always striving to do more, keep educated. I don't know, kicking goals.
Tick all the boxes.
Are.
You tick all the boxes.
You
Alana.
Are a catch.
Yep.
Well, I think so.
Would you like to meet Dan?
I'd love to.
All right, Dan joins us right now. Morning, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Morning, guys. How are we on this hump day?
Fantastic.
We're good, man. Well,
sure.
Go on, Maz.
Great way to start a conversation with Alana.
Dan, you've heard a little bit about Alana, and we are going to get you guys to chat to each other in just a sec, but just tell us a bit about yourself.
Mate, there's not much to me. Pretty tall, 6'6". Firefighter down in Sydney. Love my rugby league, still playing now. So I'd like to say I try and keep fit, but it's pretty hard when all the boys want to do is just get on the beers every weekend. But I don't need that now. I need a girl in my life to pull me into gear.
Yeah, you do.
And Dan, you know what I love about the deal breakers that you both have here? This is just in sync stuff, right, Maz?
You both have said for your deal breaker that you're both not fans of lots of tattoos.
Oh, how good's that?
Wow. Yeah.
Match made in heaven, isn't it?
It is a match made in heaven, Dan.
All right, enough out of us, guys. You guys need to have a little chat amongst yourselves.
Get to know each other. We'll just sit back and listen.
We'll be flies on the wall.
All right. I got a question straight up, Dan. What have you got to offer a woman?
What have I got to offer? I don't actually know. I've got a head like a half-sucked mango, so the looks department's not going to be very... very decisive there, but I've got a big personality, as you can probably tell. So, there's going to be plenty of chirp, plenty of banter in this relationship, or there will be a relationship. So, if you like a big loudmouth, I think I'm going to be the one for you.
Right. So you're looking for a relationship. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, just all depends. You can't really put time on things. If the stars align, then we can see what happens.
True, true.
Any questions, Dan? Yourself? You got one to fire back?
What do you got for me?
Who's your favourite footy team?
My favourite footy player?
No, team.
Team.
Who do you support?
Oh, the Eels.
Oh, I don't know if this is going to work out.
Who's yours, Dan?
Well, you can't change my mind.
I'm a massive Newcastle Knights supporter.
Newcastle Knights fan. Oh, okay. Right. All right. Well, I guess we need to ask the question, Alana, do you like mangoes? You didn't really set yourself up well there, Dan. I think you're better looking than you give yourself credit for. That's for sure.
Let's take a moment.
Let's do that.
We're going to chat to you guys off air and get your decision and then come back with the news.
Will they dine or will they dash on each other? We find out next.
Shake off the nerves here. I didn't think that this segment was going to be stressful, but it's become a stressor to me because I love and I want everyone to find it. This could be the place to find it.
We just met Alana and Dan on the air together.
They sound
and
like a match.
They had a little date and we went to the break to find out whether they were going to dine or dash. Let's get straight into this because there has been a lot of deliberation on it. So we need to play this out. But let's start with Dan this morning. Here's what Dan had to say.
Firefighter Dan.
Yeah, I'm here.
How do you feel? You got butterflies?
Oh, always got butterflies in my stomach.
Why? What are you doing? What do you do all day?
I don't know. I should probably get that checked out, shouldn't I?
Did you like the sound of Alana?
You know what? I was preconceived. I was going to say dash, but she actually sounds like a pretty good sort, doesn't she?
You're telling the story, mate. Are you going to dine or dash?
I'm going to dine. Yeah, I'm going to say dine.
Well done, man. So she changed your mind.
Good
decision. What was it?
I think it was the voice. The voice got me. I'm a sucker for a good voice.
There he is.
Guys, one person's dining.
One person's dining. Now, will Alana dine or dash? And here's where the deliberation goes down. Take a listen to Alana in the break. Alana.
Sweet Alana.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, how are you feeling?
Yeah, good.
Great.
You had a good chat to Dan. Yeah, he's full of life and
he's full of
energy.
Footy references, but
Hopefully better looking than he portrayed himself to be.
Reference.
Yeah, but he sounds like a good time, but it's not on
it's
us.
It's not up to us, babe. It's up to you. The big question is, are you going to dine or dash?
Oh, I'm going to dash for fear of getting stuck in NRL conversation.
Oh, no. What if you're missing out here? Like, he could be
We really don't want you to dash.
Like, he could...
Are you, like, trying to prolong something?
Well,
here?
I just think you guys... No, not at all.
This is all up to you.
It sounded like you could actually legitimately get along.
We genuinely were thinking this was going to happen.
Really?
But it's not.
Sticking with the dash?
I'm somewhat, like, I don't know. Because this is a year of yes. I just say yes to things. So
right.
I'm meant to just say yes.
So you want to break that trend? Look, we don't want to talk you out of it either way. So you just decide.
And can I
what
just
you'd
say,
like to do.
Go with your gut.
Yeah.
Because this is your real life.
Yeah.
So if your gut says dash, then dash.
God, I'm the worst decision maker. I'm a Sagittarius, guys.
You really are.
If your gut says dine, then dine. Who knows, you know?
Well, if you're hungry, your gut's going to say dine.
No pressure from us either way. You just decide.
Oh, all right. Screw it. Let's go dine.
She's dining. Oh, my. No pressure from us, but changed her mind on dash.
I love it. And I love the quote, screw it, let's dine.
Screw it, baby. We're dining.
We are going, well, you guys are going on a date, not us.
Wow. Dan, what did you make of the deliberation?
Mate, I thought I was heartbroken again in there at the start, but she's pulled through and she's a winner, isn't she?
It's all been mended.
Good.
The heart has been mended in an instant.
Guys, I'm so excited for you. Have an amazing dinner date together. Happy Valentine's Day. And we're fully available to attend the wedding, should it go that way.
I'm putting it out there. You're my best man, though.
Oh, yeah. Love to. If it doesn't work out, don't bring it back on us, though. We had nothing to do with it, guys. But
Alana's gut was wrong if it doesn't work out.
This is awesome. I can't wait to hear how it goes. Well done.
Thanks
we love
for
love.
Doing that on air, too. That's awesome. Bye.
Gaundy and Maz. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
If you're a Britney Spears fan, you need to get across this documentary.
Called Framing Britney Spears, presented by the New York Times. So I would argue a very credible source has put this documentary together, interviewing former stylists, chaperones, journalists and lawyers, people who are involved in Britney's world. And they're telling this story that has people concerned for her welfare and the situation that she finds herself in. Dean McCarthy, live from LA. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, this is something you all need to see. It's called Framing Britney Spears. And just like you said, it's been put together by the New York Times. So it's not some TMZ thing. It's not PerezHilton.com. This is like legit. Here's the gist of the documentary. You will see Britney Spears' life, how she was treated by the press, how she was treated by her boyfriend, how she was treated by paparazzi, her friends, in a whole new way, in a 2021 lens. You're going to watch it and be mortified, horrified, and disgusted at some of the things, the sexist things she was asked in interviews, the way that Justin Timberlake treated her after their breakup, the things he said about her, the things he did to her. Ew. You're going to watch it in a whole new way. It's actually really heartbreaking to watch it, and you're going to kind of get an insight as to how Britney Spears ended up, what was once the most talked about famous person in the world at her feet, to the situation she's in right now. You're going to see how it all played out, how we got to this point. One of the other things that we hear about a lot in the documentary is this conservatorship. And you're going to hear it for the first time from people like Britney's good friends and Britney's nanny chaperones. Like, you're going to see how it's always been this dad's been super controlling, and that's how the Free Britney movement has started. So you're going to learn a lot, and you're going to be very heartbroken.
We got some audio from the trailer of the documentary. Take a little listen to this.
Britney was so focused. This is a girl that's coming from strength.
People became fascinated with her sort of unraveling.
How we treated her was disgusting.
She accepted the conservatorship was going to happen, but she didn't want her father to be conservative.
Anytime there's that amount of money to be made, you have to question the motives of everyone.
Why is her dad making all of her decisions? Why is she still in this?
What do we want? Free Britney!
Just at the end of that there, you hear the fans getting behind Britney, and I watched it last night. It does feel, Dean, like Britney Spears fans are making enough noise to make a change.
Yes, and that's the wild part about this. When I first heard the hashtag Free Britney, I thought of that, you know, leave Britney alone video. Like, it kind of almost felt a bit, you know, whimsical. But when you look at it, her fans have literally made a movement. I know that sounds dramatic in the morning, but they really have. They've got all of us and all the press around the world asking themselves, you know, is Britney a hostage in her own home? Like, what's really going on with this conservatorship? And they've really peeled back the layers and opened the lid on what this even means and how, when you look at it, how wrong it is that a grown woman is so under the thumb of someone else. It's very dark.
I find this story really interesting. I listened to a podcast a couple of years ago that kind of, I feel like, started what this documentary is answering. And the podcast I listen to is called What Really Happened. It's by a journo called Adam Jenks. And he does a deep dive into what happened, like, up to Britney Spears up to that moment in 2007, which we, you know, all remember, with the paparazzi and her shaving her head and the incident with the umbrella, all that stuff.
They cover that in the doco, yeah.
So I feel like this documentary, and it's really easy for a doco to skew the truth or to have an agenda. Do you feel like this documentary has an agenda? And I don't want to play devil's advocate, but conservatorships are put in place for good reason, and it was agreed to by a court of law that be enforced for her protection. So I feel like there might be other bits to the story that we're maybe not hearing in the doco.
You're so right. And conservatorships are put in place for all the right reasons. There's a very good reason it even exists as a legal entity, you know what I mean? So this is very skewed. Let's be real. It's totally skewed. It makes it feel like Britney is trapped at home and her dad and the lawyers have done nothing but bad by her. So there probably is another side to it, like her father probably has another side to it and her lawyers have another side. Mm. Here's the thing. She was worth $300 million and she was so young and so famous. That's a lot for someone to deal with. So the conservatorship, when it first took effect, was actually a great idea.
Yeah.
Take all of the relief and stress off her shoulders, because that's a big company. That's like the biggest company you can imagine, really.
Dean, right. I will not hear any other side of the story other than Britney's. She is the world's pop star. When I grew up, Britney was it.
She was the biggest pop icon of our generation, for sure.
I don't even want to hear from her dad. I'm on Britney's side and that's it. And just very quickly before we let you go, I'm mad for Britney. I had posters on and everything. But, Dean, the Instagram post from Britney Spears, are you buying into the fact that they might be cryptic and she's sending us messages?
Because that's quite hotly rumoured, yes. that her Instagram is a very interesting thing to observe, and that there are secret hidden messages in the post.
That she posted very recently has three mangoes in the caption, and people in the comments are saying, is it let the man go? Let the dad go. Mango. Let the man go.
Right.
Anything to
All of it. Well, I've heard everything from someone wrote, if you wear yellow in your next video, it means that you're trapped and need to come and get you. And the next video, she had a yellow crop top on. So, look, is she secretly sending messages? Here's the thing. If she was, this is the only way she could.
Mm.
Is she sensitive? She cannot talk about it. She can't talk about it.
No.
Why doesn't she just get on Insta and say, I'm trapped, guys, help me? Not allowed to.
Yeah, it's the number one rule of the conservatorship. She can't do interviews about it. I know that's wild. It's all her money. She made all the money. I don't know how she's so trapped. But yeah, she can't talk about it. Is she sending messages? I don't know.
Maybe.
I truly don't know. But if she was, this is how she's going to do it.
All right, Dean, I could chat Britney all day, time constraints from our bosses,
okay,
so we need to move on.
We cannot watch the documentary in Australia here
legally
just yet.
Mm.
So watch this space. As soon as we find a legal way for our listeners to watch it, we'll let you guys know. Dean, thanks so much, buddy.
Pleasure. Bye, guys.
See ya, mate.
You ready? Gordy and Maz, the Hit Break the Show.